Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. This show is about illuminating the real truth. We all have gifts to offer. We are born with them, and we are born with them to share them. I have a very special guest tonight, and her name is Leah McKenzie. And before I go into more information, I want to let everybody know you can and are welcome to, and I invite you as well, to call in toll-free 1-888-627-6008 or 530-327-7602. Again, toll-free is 888-627-6008 or 530-327-6008. 7602. So I'm welcoming back Leah McKenzie, a very special guest with, I'm just going to say, a very important message, not just for individuals that are being creative in their life, but also individuals who are seeking to follow a path and to really manifest their dreams. So I'm going to invite Leah to tell us about her journey, and then we'll talk about how we can get in touch with her beyond the show. Welcome, Leah.
Hi, Cynthia. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So tell us about your journey. You're definitely a writer, and your writing has taken you through a process that has been multidimensional, let's say. So how would you share about that?
You know, I am a writer. I'm actually writing a children's book series, and it's titled The Adventures of Avery Ann. And recently, my first book was published on Amazon.com, and it has been such a journey. I started it 4 or 5 years ago when I was a pharmaceutical sales rep. I would come home at night and write in the evening and weekends, and I just loved it so much, and I started getting really positive feedback on my story that I ended up going out on my own and being a self-published author, and that's what led me to Amazon.com. So I'm very excited.
Yes, that is very, very exciting, especially since the story is so illuminating and so empowering. So your writing process, it's one that comes to you, isn't it?
It is. It is. I get ideas about different types of creativity all the time, mostly writing and mostly stories. I see the visions and I also hear it. And so when I get an idea, I start jotting down like scenes from a book that I like or scenes that just come to me. And I let it percolate for a couple days. And then I just sit down and I just start writing. And whatever comes to mind, I just write. In this first book that I'm publishing, The Adventures of Avery Ann, it's actually about a little girl who is in a bathtub playing. She's 9 years old, and she's playing, and she loses her beloved charm bracelet down the faucet. So with her imaginary friend, Butterfly Blue, they dive into the ocean through the bathtub, and it's her adventure and how wonderful experience she has meeting up with, like, card-playing sharks, with a kung fu octopus, the clan of mermaids, just a magical experience for her when she heads down the drain.
Wow. That is amazing. How beautiful. And how beautiful that it goes from something that she might have grieved or something that she might have lost to so much that she found.
Absolutely. In everything I write, especially with the children, I want it to be multi-layered lessons, like, you know, making sure that they want to do their homework or go to school, you know, ask for help when they need help, and having faith, living a fearless life, trusting spirit. I want all that in each story that I create. So that's what I ask when I get sit down to write. I ask God and spirit to provide me with the words and the images, and I just trust that what I hear and what I see will work.
And as indeed it has, I have been given the honor and opportunity to see the book and to know the story. And it is, I'm going to say, it's not just a children's book, but I know a lot of the mass consciousness can also gain so much from it. And for anyone listening that wants to give a child or even a young adult a empowering, personal, spirit boost, get this book, The Adventures of Avery Ann, because it is not just a one-layer story, like you were saying. It's multidimensional, and it really pretty much touches not only the children within it, but also the adults with fears about moving forward. Has this process, this writing process, affected your own personal growth?
You know, it has. It has. The last few years, thank God I have writing, because the last few years for me on a personal level have been a little bit difficult. I was laid off from a job, and I lost my condo. Some other, you know, family things happen. And having writing and just trusting that it will come and trusting that God will provide and that I'm on my path has made all the difference. It's kept me positive, kept me hopeful. It's just an amazing experience.
Wow. So not only did you write a story and receive a story based on trust, but it sounds like the process as well has required you to trust greater and in maybe the unknown or the unseen as opposed to what was going on around you.
Absolutely. It's when my job as a pharmaceutical rep a couple years ago went away, I was like, okay, I'm going to concentrate on my writing. I just had faith, and I was just trusting. Like, wherever I'm at the point now in my life where wherever God leads me, I will go. And I look for the signs and trust my gut and my intuition on what I hear will pay off. Do I still have some, like, human experiences and kind of spiral every once in a while? Of course. I think we all do. However, I'm really able with my faith to pull myself up and, like, no, stay positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that very ingredient, that very concept and perception, and I'm going to say focused intention of staying positive, I think writing or being creative through any kind of crisis or any kind of fear helps to create the balance that it's not all or nothing and that there is a balance and you're still connected. Have you found that?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's been an amazing experience in writing on just a personal level for myself, just to sit down and write. It's one of the things I actually, if not the thing I get the greatest joy out of, is just taking a blank piece of paper and seeing what comes about. And then it's just a magical experience. And I get so excited. I compare it to, I grew up playing sports with soccer and basketball, and like when you make a, you know, three-pointer or a great layup or a steal, that adrenaline rush you get, that's exactly what I get when I'm writing and I come up with, or Spirit gives me, you know, God provides a great sentence or line. I'm just like, woohoo, it's awesome.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. So, you know, some people are connected to just the outcome of something and how other people are going to receive it and how successful it's going to be, et cetera. And that's natural and normal in our humanity. But it sounds like your process, you're allowing yourself to also experience the present moment and the living energy that comes through you and informs all conscious and unconscious parts of you that there's a connection and that the story is almost a part of what fuels you to keep going to not only, because so many people creatively and understandably reach the point where they have to walk away, et cetera, because they feel overwhelmed with the process. But it sounds like your process, I know it's had its humanity, but it sounds like because your book's on Amazon.com, The Adventures of Avery Ann, that you are able to join that discovery and growth and have that, spiritual fuel to keep you going to the next sentence and the next opportunity.
Absolutely. I mean, like I mentioned, there have been some ups and downs, and just with how much I love to write and to connect with spirits, and just seeing the outcome is wonderful. What I didn't expect was each day, the little things that happen that are just magical in writing. For example, last night, I'm living with some friends right now as a roommate, and I went out into the woods and went for a hike on their property, and it's a gorgeous area, and I just soaked it in, and I was just, the fourth book in the Avery Ann series is about her going out on an adventure in the woods, so here I am in the woods just seeing, and it was just magical, and just, you know, the trees, the birds singing, like creatures would walk by, the salamanders. I just got so many ideas for that book. It was an incredible experience. And I think when you're as a creative person, if you can slow down and just enjoy those type of moments and not depend on the outcome, it makes it so much easier. And trust me, it's something that it has taken me a few years to learn. So it's been a wonderful experience.
Wow, that's amazing, because it sounds like not only were you present for the beauty that the natural environment offers in itself, which is breathtaking, but you were also available to receive messages from your surroundings, in parts of what would be empowering and even parts of nature that want energetically to be part of that next story, presenting themselves to you almost by getting your attention. And you know, the creative process is not singular, it's multidimensional. And I'm going to say that it takes more than just the desire and the follow-through, but being open to all the other aspects that want to be included. And it sounds like your walk in the woods was not only about appreciating what's there, but also that you were open to receiving, and that's so important, like you said, to receiving what is wanting to be a part of the, I'm going to say, the next consciousness that you are creating. Now, how many Avery Ann, The Adventures of Avery Ann volumes are there?
Right now, the first one is completed and available. That's the original title, The Adventures of Avery Ann. And the second one is her going up in space, so that one is titled The Adventures of Avery Ann in Space. And that one, we're in the steps of just starting the illustrations. So I have the team set up, and it's a wonderful team. When people take a look at the illustrations for The Adventures of Avery Ann, they're just going to be amazed at Justin Smelser's and Preen Solera's illustrations. They're bright, they're colorful, they're positive, they're uplifting. It's just an amazing experience. The illustrations are wonderful.
You know, I have to pause you there and say, I've seen the illustrations, people, and not only are they magnificently done, but you create a relationship with the page and the being, just not first and foremost through your writing and the story, but then you aren't necessarily left in limbo trying to picture it, because it's right there jumping off the page, these incredibly empowering beings from the story, and exquisitely illustrated to the point where you, once the book ends, you want more, and you create a visual relationship as much as a heartfelt one. So I would have to agree with you.
Absolutely. You know, I have done a few author visits at schools, at grade schools, in the last few months, and when I read the story, it's like dead silence, and I'm thinking to myself, ooh, I hope the kids like it, and then it's done. I look over, and they're all, like, clapping and like, oh, and they're starting to act out some of the scenes. Then they want to go back and look at the pictures and reread some of the pages, and it's just heartwarming to see how much the kids are touched. And as much as the kids are touched with the story and the illustrations, I'm also hearing from their parents, like, you know what, when you have to sit down and read a book 20 times to your kids, this is an awesome book to read, because it's so much fun and inspiring for adults as well.
Yes, it really is. It really is. And to know that there are more volumes and more stories and a volume of information coming after that, it really inspires the children and the adults to want to continue the adventures of Avery Ann in their children's lives, because it's such a positive, strong reinforcement and message. I find myself looking forward to the next one and the next and the next. So those clearly and most positively will be following in the footsteps of the original at Amazon.com, I have no doubt.
Absolutely. And so, if I may just interject real quick, I'm sorry.
Sure.
I have four of the books written already, so I just wanted to let that know that it's in process, and we have a plan of six books total. So,
wow, that's amazing. Yay! You know, I just, as an individual who also aligns with spirit creatively in other ways of the day, I just have to thank you so much for allowing this to come through you, for being the divine instrument for it to arrive here and to be so cared for and so loved by you that it is being given the opportunity, as you are, to not only shine its light as brightly as it's intended, but to become the biggest and most beautiful form possible through you in this dimension. And in turn, there'll be much, much, much abundance that is coming your way. So let me just pause here and let people know how to reach you. I believe that The Adventures of Avery Ann is on Amazon.com, so they can go there and just put in the title, correct?
Correct. There's a digital version and also a paperback version that is available.
Wonderful. And then you have a website, theadventuresofaveryann.com. And let's spell Avery. It's A-V as in Victor, E-R-Y. Is that correct?
Correct. And then okay. Ann is spelled A-N-N.
So there's no E.
Okay. No E at the end. Correct.
So Avery Ann, no E after Ann.com. That is a website. And then you can also find Leah on Facebook. Is that under Avery
that
Ann
is
as
under,
well?
Yeah, The Adventures of Avery Ann Facebook page.
Okay.
Well, and then I'm
and
also
then can,
on
yeah, go ahead.
Twitter. Sorry, I'm also on Twitter.
No, no.
And
mm-hmm.
That is actually under, since The Adventures of Avery Ann is a longer name, my Twitter name is under Leah J. McKenzie. And that's Leah, L-E-A-H. J as in Jocelyn for my middle name, and then McKenzie is McKenzie. And I would love to get more followers and correspond with the readers out there. That's one of the biggest joys is being able to hear the feedback and listen to the kids and the parents. It's wonderful.
Oh, that's wonderful. Absolutely. There's so many different ways that you have created for people to reach you, and that's wonderful because if they can't reach you one way, then there's, I'm going to say, great peace within them that they'll always be able to reach you somehow. Because once this gets to a level, and I believe it will, of great mass production and availability, then others, you know, all over the world can still have access to it. And I do see it going worldly, so in other languages even. So it's such a wonderful, incredible opportunity that... Now, let me ask you about some of the characters that are in the original Adventures of Avery Ann. Some people have said, is Avery Ann based loosely on you?
Oh, it is. It is. Part of it is because the character, it's based on how I wish my childhood was. You know, I wish I had, like, special magical powers when I was a kid. I personally love the ocean. And I'm a Pisces, was born in March, so I'm very drawn to the ocean, and that's how I came up with the idea for the first book, is her going into the ocean. So that part is definitely very much real. The part that maybe not quite is when she runs into a kung fu octopus, you know, with different characters, take on a little fairy tale magic twist to them, all positive, very much so. The one thing I also wanted to mention, which I really like about the book, is at the very end, after the story, there's a fun fact section that has, there's 15 characters in the book of the sea creatures. And in the very back, there's an opportunity for kids to actually read about the true life sea creatures, like an octopus. There's fun facts about an octopus. There's fun facts about angelfish, you know, some of the creatures in there. And young Avery Ann fans from the ages of 4 to 8 actually drew the illustrations on that section of it, so it's adorable.
Oh, that's so great. Wonderful. Wow.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I was.
I mean, it's educational.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I was going to say I got really good chops from my niece and nephew. My nephew, he was 6 years old when he drew a picture for me for the book, so he's really excited about that.
Oh, that's wonderful. So it is educational, literally, as well as, I'm sure some adults don't even know this fun fact.
I learned a lot.
Yeah, I know, and I'm sure that I did too. So one of the things for people to know is this is not just about one story. It is a series, if you will. And it's about your child getting the opportunity to be distracted from whatever is going on in their life and join this empowering being. I don't know. I won't call her a superhero, even though I feel like she is that to some. On her journey of from really lost to finding so much, and that sometimes the thing that we feel that we're grieving or we've lost the most, we find so much more from that. So what would you, your process that you're in right now, I know that you're in a couple of different processes because you're still writing in one aspect, and then you're also working on the illustration. What would you say to somebody who has an idea or is a writer, what after everything you've been through, what would you give them as advice in the beginning?
To go for it, first and foremost, and you had touched on this earlier, not to be attached to the end of the situation or the end result, because when I first started this process, I really was, and I kind of lost some of the experiences day to day, and then I got to a certain point after some failures as far as being rejected for an agent or two, even though they liked the story, it wasn't a good fit for their company, that type of thing, and then I decided to go it on my own. And that's when I really started to experience the joy of it, just to sit down day to day and just enjoy it. And as a writer, there are times when I come home and I'm just exhausted or I don't feel like writing, and I just say, okay, I'm just going to write for 1 hour. And then I sit down and kind of force myself to write, and I get so taken into the process and just love it so much. Next thing you know, it's like 2 to 3 hours later, and I'm like on a huge spiritual high. It's an amazing process.
Wow.
So just sitting down and finding time to do it. Another thing is to write what you truly believe and what's your passion, because I really think that's easier to write about your passions. Like me writing about the ocean, it was so much easier to do the research on the sea animals and just be inspired by that. I think is key as a writer.
That is a really good point. So to write about something that you connect to, that you feel passionate about, and that you also feel like you want to keep coming back to, as opposed to, and some people write about other subjects that might be painful and it's cathartic for them to get through it, but in regards to writing in general, it's definitely a process that in what you're sharing with yours was one that once you started it, it seems like the vibration of that dialogue itself kind of took you forward, as opposed to feeling like you had to create the story. It was kind of showing itself to you.
Absolutely. And there's also one thing is I realized that when you start a project, there is no wrong. So just sit down and write, and whatever comes to you to write. I think that really freed me in realizing that is there is no wrong. And I don't have to have the ending when I first start the book. Like the fourth book I'm writing about the woods, I get different images and hear, you know, from spirit on different days on how to change it or what to move forward today or what page six is going to look like. So it's not like I sit down and the whole thing's already set up and boom, we're done. It comes in stages for me. And I think that's what makes it exciting as well and allows it to flow and go with the energy.
Oh, God, that's a wonderful point to people, which is don't expect, you know, the first chapter, second, third, fourth, in a sequence that's all tiny and perfectly aligned. Just let it, like you're saying, let it flow and receive it as it comes instead of kind of fighting with it.
Absolutely. It's just amazing to see the process. I think if people were to see the first draft of The Adventures of Avery Ann to the very, you know, the completed book, they would be shocked at the changes that happened and occurred throughout the way, and like things I had to change here or there, and the mistakes I made on the first draft or even the 20th draft compared to the final copy it's just part of writing and growing and learning.
So let me ask you, if there was ever a time where you thought, and there might not have been, but if there was ever a time for you that you thought, you know, I can't do this anymore, it's just not working the way I thought it was supposed to work, et cetera. What, if there was a time like that, and what inside you or what around you created the opportunity, or what made you go back to it and continue?
Okay. And there was a time with that. When I first started writing, when I finished the draft of Avery Ann, and I was going to a writing conference here in Portland, and I had set up so I could meet an agent from, I believe she was in San Francisco. And in order to meet, you know, a literary agent, you have to get really lucky. It's a huge process in itself to pursue that. And so I was super excited, and when I showed up, and I was so nervous, I could barely talk to her. It was quite mm-hmm. comical. And she's like, "Do you have your copy with you?" And I said, "I do." So I showed it, and she actually read it right there, and she's like, "This is wonderful. This is excellent." She made some suggestions, and she gave me her card, and she said, "You know, within a week, please follow up with me." And so I was like, "Oh my God, I have an agent. I'm just going to be this huge writer. It's going to be awesome." And then when I made the changes she suggested and I sent it to her, I never heard another word. And I emailed her like 2 or 3 times after that, and I never did hear back from her. So I was like, "Oh, okay." So it was just a big shock to run up against that. Someone who seemed to really like that and then not. And it turned out to be a huge blessing, because one of the changes that she really wanted to implement was taking out one of the main characters. The one thing I haven't mentioned is on Avery Ann's journey, she has a friend with her, and her friend's Butterfly Blue. And it's her imaginary friend that goes with her and protects her and guides her through all of her adventures. And this agent wanted me to take that adventure out, or the butterfly out. And I'm so glad I didn't get her as an agent or sign with that, because it adds so much. And that's one thing the kids say is how much they love Butterfly Blue.
So that was a
big learning experience. Yes. Yeah.
That's amazing. So that is a huge learning experience. So for everybody out there who's listening and contemplating any creative expression of who they are in any venue, be mindful that if you're trying to get it out there, but the very people that you're trying to get them to assist you are telling you to change it in a way that it almost feels wrong, or would bring you great sadness to get rid of that character, that sometimes it's a blessing in disguise, because look at where you are now. So where you are now is on Amazon.com, and it's only going to grow from there. And had you possibly taken out that character, et cetera, you know, sometimes what we don't know, it's okay. We didn't need to know that, and the avenue opens us up to more. And it sounds like that was a huge huge empowerment for you, in a way that you might not look at quote-unquote rejection or any kind of interaction of that manner in the same way again, where you might look at it now as, okay, what's the opportunity here?
Absolutely, Cynthia. It's so very true. Mm-hmm. I was devastated, and now I'm so happy, because going forward, I know the structure of what I want all the adventures to be like, and I know her mm-hmm. friends, and just set that tone. And so, you know, I still am looking for a publishing deal for it, so it will go global.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, I want a true partner in the publishing world that will say, "Hey, we see this, and we like it, and we know how much the kids like it. We just want to assist you and partner with you," rather than, you know, sometimes authors sign up, especially with children's books, with a big publishing company, and they completely come over and take over the project and change it. And I just feel it's very strong and spirit-driven as it is, and I think it will really touch kids and adults alike the way it is, and that's how I'd like to keep it.
And that's how you should keep it, as one who, again, has been blessed to be able to see it. It is so much in its wholeness and completeness. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and there's a strong continuity, and there is a continuous energy presence throughout all of it. There isn't any place that spirit can see and that I would see that needs to be altered. In fact, it seems to be presented in a way that is very moving and empowering to the children and the adults because of its completeness and its wholeness. And there isn't a piece that people feel, you know, when you said the children were listening, I can tune into the energy of that, and they're like riveted following the story, and there's no like dips or holes where you lose the child's interest. It's like they're there all the way on the journey with a The Adventures of Avery Ann, and that's because, thank goodness, you didn't take out anything and you left it just as it is. And I think that throughout all of what you've written, that they'll continually find that. And what is that? Something they can count on, something that represents to them, something that will be there for them and that they can find in these books and in these stories, and that is joy. It's also adventure and discovery as well as empowerment.
Absolutely. It is definitely the one thing with the books and the series, and not just with me as the author, with Justin Perrine as the illustrators, with those who have helped me edit the book, everybody, we just want to make the best possible book out there for children to read, to inspire them to, you know, to get out there and to live the best life they can live, I think is very important. And I think it shows in the production of the book.
It really does. And the production of the story is also so welcoming and so inviting. And so the story doesn't, how do you say it? The story is very inclusive. It's not exclusive. And it's very much about trust. And I'm going to say cheering for one another. And I just could talk about this for hours because I love this book and this character so much. And the stories, like I said, I can't wait for the rest to be available. And so all publishers out there, people that know publishers, or people that know that others that know publishers, just don't pass up this opportunity, because this will be a global knowing in that this book will be available all over the place. You want to be a part of that. You don't want to miss out on it because it's just that good. It has a foundation that is stable and strong, and it's going to fuel the continuum of this story and this amazing being, Avery Ann. So I want to pause for anybody that's tuning in now and just let you know that you can get a hold of Leah through her Twitter account. You can go ahead and inform everybody how to reach you.
Okay, Twitter is Leah, L-E-A-H, J as in Jocelyn, just the initial J, and then Mackenzie is my last name, and that's spelled M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E. So that's my Twitter. Then there's a Facebook account, which is The Adventures of Avery Ann, and then also the website, which is The Adventures of Avery Ann. And I would love to hear from people. I've heard from many readers already and been sending letters and notes and through Amazon so far, and it's just wonderful how positive it's being received. It's a relief, too. You know, my humanness definitely kicks in every once in a while, and it's just a relief to know how much Avery Ann is actually loved as a character.
Oh, I'm so glad that you are getting that feedback, as rightfully you should. So for children out there that want, or parents of children out there as well, that want, you know, to, I can even see Avery Ann memorabilia and Avery Ann dolls, et cetera, that children are carrying around with them as their safety blanket or their empowered, you know, friend, like Butterfly Blue. But in any case, have you seen any children, it might not be to this point yet, but have you run into any children that you feel were wanting more, or that were, let's say when you meet with the children and you read from the book, are the children getting a copy of that book, or is that up to the people who, or the parents or the teachers?
At this point, there is an opportunity for them to purchase it. When I go to the schools, I do take some hard copies with me. Now it's available on Amazon, so I won't have as many hard copies going forward. That'll be more. Justin, the illustrator, and Preen, they created a one-page color book page where kids, it's an image of Avery Ann. It's the book cover. That way. It's the book cover that's black and white where they can use it as a coloring book and color in on the images, whatever colors they'd like, and that has the information on it. It's funny because after the readings, when I look out, all of the kids, you know, I get rushed with kids and they have tons of questions, and it's just so cute. They want to know what the next book is and where is she going and what about this, and it's just so exciting. It almost brings me to tears. It's so joyful to see how happy and excited they get over a book. Honestly, when I started this process, I truly just had an idea, and I had no idea how much it would really inspire people. I'm just so grateful that it really is touching people and inspiring them, and I hope it, you know, inspires them to inspire other people.
Absolutely. And I think that it will. I really think that it will, and I think that, like you said, it is already. You know, it's interesting because your process is one that can inspire artists and writers and singers and actors, et cetera, because it's one of not giving up, and it's also of returning to yourself. It's like your writing is also not just about the story and Avery Ann, but it's also about you returning to a place inside of you that goes beyond adversity and beyond doubt. And with that and joining that and reconnecting with it, it brings forth, again, like you said, something that inspires you and keeps you going. And so I say to all the creative people out there that utilize this dialogue, this divine dialogue, and I'd even say to you to get the Adventures of Avery Ann for yourself, so that when you feel that it's, you know, you just can't do it or it's not worth it or you're going to give up, that this book can inspire you, not just the story, but the author. And get you going back towards what you're meant to do as opposed to something else. So, you know, it's interesting because you talked about being laid off, and it sounds like in the divine orchestration of events and the universal, I'm going to say, plan for each and every individual, that even that process, and not that you have to be laid off by any means, but that whatever's happening to you at the time is a process that can, I'm going to say, open up the creative doors. It's how you choose to relate to them.
It really can. I mean, anybody, you know, who's been laid off, it really is, it's a gut-wrenching experience. It's very scary. And even especially in today's times right now where the economy hasn't, you know, picked up as much as we'd all like, and there's not a lot of jobs, and if there is a job, there's like 200 people applying for it. The one thing that really keeps me going is in the evenings, knowing that I can sit down and just write and find my joy. And on the weekends, I can, you know, 5 days a week, I'm looking hard for a job. And then that evening and weekend time comes, and I'm just like, this is my time. I get to write. I get to do what I do, what brings me joy, what rejuvenates me, what makes me whole again. That way I can go out and start the process, you know, of looking for a job back on Monday. So.
That's a really good and important point, which is it's an outlet for you, too, but it's an outlet that gets back to you as opposed to taking you so far away from yourself into another place. I'm going to say that it does a duality of taking you into another world that empowers you and gives you that feeling of adrenaline that you spoke of, but then it also helps you be distracted by and from the fears of what's going on in the moment.
Absolutely. And going through this process was also very much a community process. You know, Justin and Preem, they're amazing illustrators, and it took me about a year and a half to find the illustrators I wanted to work with, and it turns out they're my good friends. And I was going to sign with another illustration team, and that didn't work out. And then Preen and I one day were in my living room talking, and she's like, well, what about Justin and I? And I'm like, really, you guys would be interested? And I said, why don't you send me a sample? I sent him the manuscript. I said, send me a sample of, you know, a picture of illustration of the book that you think. And they drew an illustration, and it blew me away. I was actually in tears. I was like, that's exactly what I'm looking for. And
oh,
so, you know,
wow.
I've been able to partner with Justin and Preen on this. And when people see their illustrations, they're so colorful, and they added so much imagination and made it so real. It's amazing. The editors are some of my friends I've gotten to know now, and some of my friends edit the book. I mean, the website designer who actually helped me, worked with me and partnered with me to build my website, which I think anybody going to my website will be just like, wow, that's an amazing website. And she's my good friend from college. We were college roommates, and we reconnected a few years ago through Facebook, and now we're partnering together in this process. So it's about bringing people together. It's just been a wonderful, positive experience all around, truly.
Oh, my gosh. What a collaboration of greatness, I have to say, across the board. I am blessed to know some of the individuals you're talking about, and I agree with you in regards to their abilities and that to put together that group of individuals, including yourself, is to almost recreate, I'm going to say, magic from past lives working together, but in this present life, to see all these people get together with these amazing skills and abilities to literally bring in this adventure of Avery Ann, to bring in Avery Ann. It's almost like the birth of Avery Ann was created through the hands of all these individuals with amazing talents, and how beautiful that is. And you know what? You can feel the love and the light and the spirituality present in the books, and it's present there because it's kind of a living energy that you've all worked with. And that living energy stays present in the words and definitely the illustrations that pop off the page.
Absolutely. Justin and Perrine, they absolutely were added so much to it, and we're all on the same page. Like you said, we all work together so very well and want the best book to go forward, to really touch people and to move people. And so it's just a wonderful experience. I couldn't ask for, you know, better people to work with, and people that you know who are my friends, who I can be real with. Like if I have a bad day, I can be like, ugh, this is happening, and just feel the love. And just, I mean, I honestly, there were so many days when I walked in to the office and looked at the computer and the illustrations, and I was so blown away by how wonderful they were that I just had tears streaking down. I'm a crier anyway.
Oh my
gosh. And it felt so freeing to be with friends where they were just like so happy for me. They didn't judge me for crying because I was so happy. Or, you know, we named them happy tears. So it's just to work with close friends and friends you truly trust with your soul and your work and everything. It's just, it's been a truly a blessing.
It is a blessing, but along with that, you're a blessing. And you're a blessing to the mass consciousness. You're a blessing definitely to the souls of all children, including the children and all adults. And you're a blessing to be this divine conduit that is co-creating the process for Avery Ann and all the other beings to have a voice and to be given a choice and to have an effect in the consciousness of humanity. Because there's children that and adults that will read your books, and those will be awakening points, empowering points, and healing points that they will refer to long after their children when they're adults. And they'll talk about how it was a huge turning point in their life to read The Adventures of Avery Ann, or how it got them through something, or how, you know, every night they stared at the illustrations and talked to them, and that gave them a feeling of being connected to somebody that cared. Because so many children don't feel that connection to the adults, and because the illustrations are so real, and you're so real in your process, and the people you're working with are, you're also willing to be based in reality, that realness comes across to the children, and it's something that some children don't have, that realness, that they can relate to, and it feels like a connection, maybe lifelong for them. So I think that you're a part of something that is so big and meant to be. So I think the excitement you feel and the tears is because it touches your soul knowing, and it feels like a completeness, almost like I said earlier, returning to yourself.
I think that is a great way of describing it. I will just, that's perfect. Really, it really is. And I also want to thank you because you've been so supportive through this process, encouraging and just being supportive and, you know, telling me to keep going, and having me on your show. When there are times when, you know, you get nervous or I put my work out there, it really helps to have you, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Leah. I'm so grateful and honored to be part of your process and definitely part of the creativity that you're all offering. It's just mind-blowing. And so I'm going to remind everyone that I'm talking to the magnificent Leah McKenzie about The Magnificent Adventures of Avery Ann. That's now available on Amazon.com. You don't want to pass it up for yourselves, your children, your nieces, your nephews, your grandchildren, and definitely as gifts. And even for somebody who has lost someone or going through something that is difficult, get them this book, because if it's not something that, even to for an adult, if it's not something that they're dealing with that's hard for them in relationship to a child, it will bring their own inner child great peace and a distraction from what they're going through and hope for what they might be going through in the future as much better than what they're in at the moment. And the adventuresofavryann.com, definitely check that out. And again, The Adventures of Avery Ann on Facebook. And you can also reach Leah on Twitter, which she has mentioned. I want to thank you so much for this opportunity. And I'm so grateful how divinely aligned it happened, as with everything. And it was definitely meant to be. And I wish you just the most fulfilling and incredible success on all the different levels and layers that it can be for you.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. I really appreciate it. And back at you.
You are amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And just stay on the line there for a minute. And for everyone listening, if you want to get a hold of me, my website is Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A. Last name is it's Sloan, but it's spelled S-L-O-N. There's no A or E in it. The number 9.com. So CynthiaSloan9.com. You can also reach me at C-Y-N-S, as in Sam, 999@gmail.com. And my phone number is 503-347-6766. And as always, if it resonates, make it your own. Blessings to you all, and good night.